This year, states will get more than $8 billion from the tobacco industry as part of the massive 1998 tobacco settlement. When that $246 billion deal was made, there was lots of talk about unprecedented resources for anti-smoking programs. But to date, less than 7% of settlement payments have gone to prevent smoking. Not so in Mississippi, which has taken the lead in tobacco control, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Don't ask fifth graders at Madison Station Elementary School to try smoking. They have all signed a tobacco-free pledge and have even rehearsed what they'll do when someone tries to get them to light up.
Come on, Lacey, let's go take one of my mom's cigarettes and smoke it in the bathroom. No one will know.
You can.
I can. I want you to go with me. You're my best friend.
Lacey Thurman holds her ground despite repeated pleas from her best friend, played by school nurse Michelle Ellison.
Don't you want to just try it?
No.
But you're going to be a nerd if you don't try it. Everybody smokes and it's cool.
Go nerds.
That's good.
Ellison says every child in this school is ready for the peer pressure to smoke.
These kids have had this tobacco prevention since they were kindergartners. If these kids don't know it, no one knows it.
And the lesson appears to be paying off. These students are in Mississippi, which recently reported one of the steepest declines in youth smoking nationwide. Since 1999, smoking is down 47% among public middle school students and 28% for high schoolers. Even the state's adult smoking rate is down, below the national average for the first time. The numbers are drawing attention to the state's tobacco control program, the Partnership for a Healthy Mississippi. Executive Director Vivian Carver is getting phone calls from around the country.
And people say, you know, I'm calling from Ohio. And I can't believe I'm calling Mississippi for something in tobacco when y'all are last in everything. But then they'll go on to say, but I guess you're kind of first in tobacco. And I said, you got it. Tobacco prevention, we're certainly in the lead.
And a big reason for that is money. This traditionally poor state spends a whopping $20 million a year on tobacco control. It's one of only four states that are spending what the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends. Carver says the money is spread across the state to hundreds of schools, governments, and local organizations like 4-H clubs, housing authorities, even a skating rink.
The grand ideal is when a child gets up in the morning, before they go off to school, if they have the television on, they see some anti-tobacco message. When they go to school, they get some anti-tobacco message. When after school they go to Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, to their ball team or whatever, they're getting an anti-tobacco message. Or when they go to their churches, they're hearing the same kind of message.
The partnership is a nonprofit, not a state agency. Its funding comes directly by court order in Mississippi's settlement with tobacco firms, not through the state legislature, a sore point for some lawmakers. Mississippi Senator Mike Cheney this week introduced an amendment to move the $20 million into the state treasury.
The issue is accountability of those dollars. They're not subject to state audit or state oversight. They're in violation of the Constitution that says the legislature shall have sole authority to appropriate money from the state treasury.
Cheney says the money would be better spent to draw down federal matching funds and put a dent in Mississippi's $600 million budget shortfall. That's the attitude of lawmakers around the country who have tapped their tobacco settlement payments for everything from building highways to funding industrial development projects. Some states have even sold their future payments to get cash now to shore up deficits.
Most of the states are not spending the money on what the fight was about.
Mississippi Attorney General Mike Moore helped negotiate the tobacco settlement.
We've got the biggest public health problem in our nation's history with tobacco use. And what many governors and legislators are simply saying, just leave the mess out there. We've got the money to solve the problem, but we've got other needs.
Mississippi's neighbors are among those spending the least on anti-smoking programs. Tennessee put all of its tobacco settlement payment into debt reduction and spends no state funds on tobacco control. Alabama gets more than $100 million a year from the tobacco settlement, but only $360,000 is set aside for anti-smoking efforts. Letitia Daniels of Dothan is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
There's really not a whole lot you can do with $300,000 in a tobacco prevention program.
By contrast, the CDC recommends Alabama spend a minimum of $26 million a year to fight tobacco. State officials say they're doing the best they can with what they have. Alabama's tobacco control director, Diane Beeson, says even with the limited budget, teen smoking rates are down more than 30%. She'd now like to address an adult smoking rate that has crept above the national average. Beeson gets dreamy when she thinks about the resources available across the border in Mississippi.
In my fantasies, yes. I could tell you a plan tomorrow of what I would do with $20 million.
But with Alabama lawmakers struggling to plug a $600 million deficit, she's not expecting to get there anytime soon. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.